When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
It's Your Money Matters. Until the end of the show, it's Brian the Cashman time. Brian, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, John. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Brian Hogevein from AmeriCash out in Westmont, 16 West Ogden, is where you can go and see his store and make some money. I mean, that you just told me about a lady who had heard the check it out till you throw it out thing.
Check it out before you throw it out. She goes, I must have heard that 100 times.
I probably said it 10,000, but go ahead.
And then she came in and she just basically plopped a pile of, you know, what most of it was costume jewelry. But we actually, you know, we went through it for her, you know, because we told her, hey, she said, you bring it in, check it out before you throw it. Like, no problem. We went through everything, and we ended up finding about $95 worth of stuff that we could pay.
Boom.
So, I mean, you know, you would have thrown away $95.
Yep. It was just literally going to be in the garbage.
That's correct.
And now it's in her purse.
Yeah.
Did she say what she's going to spend it on?
She did not.
Okay, we'll have to find out. We'll follow up. 312-917-200 is where you can call or text for your stuff. Maybe it's gold, maybe it's jewelry, maybe it's sports memorabilia. Maybe it's this from the 630. I have a Jackson 5 Christmas 33 album. Never opened, still in plastic wrap. Is it worth anything? Do you do albums or no?
A little bit.
Okay.
I do a little bit. There are, you know, some... For the majority of musical albums that are out there, they're $5, $10 at tops, you know, at most, which is probably the case for the Jackson 5 one. Now, there are certain pressings, limited edition issues, and stuff that we do look at that may potentially have more value. So we're always happy to entertain it and take a look at it and see what we could do.
Do you know any record store places that you could recommend? I mean, you don't have to do it here on the air, but if they called you and they said, oh, I got a bunch of records, you might be able to be like,
yes.
go over here instead.
You know, it's funny. It's just the name's just missing me. But there's a gentleman that I work with quite frequently. I actually just give him
the records.
I do. I literally just give them to him. I'm like, here you go, man.
There you go.
These are for you.
312-981-7200. Price of gold a little off the highs, but it's a... It's doing well. People are coming in all the time, I bet.
Still unbelievably high. It really, really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you remember, up until the year 2000, gold was at 1,000 or less for all that time. And then between then and now, you have to remember the majority of the time has been under 2,000.
Yep.
And now it's like, where did this come from?
$3,310 an ounce.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it is the optimal time. In my opinion, definitely time to bring it on in and sell it. If you got that... You know, used chain, you're not wearing, you lost one earring. That's another thing. We had a lady come in. She must have had eight or 10 earrings that all were missing the other one.
The other one, yes.
Yeah. So she brought that in and we bought all that stuff from her. But you'd be surprised. We're shocking people constantly, you know, bringing stuff in and like, wow, I thought that would have been only a few $100 and you're telling me it's over $1,000. I'm like, well, the gold's so high, it's definitely the time to bring it in.
Any more Cougarans recently or no?
Oh, always. Those always are coming in, you know.
What do people keep those at home? In a safe, you got to have it, right?
Well, they could have it in a safe. They might have it in a safety deposit box. I mean, it could be anything under the mattress, you know, who knows?
I want some Cougarans.
Bread box.
A bread box.
In their pocket.
Yeah, right.
I had one customer. Oh, it was rolling around in the back of the drawer. I'm like, oh, okay.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. 630-969-9600 is Brian Hogevein's number. Do you do other metals too? I mean, you know, you do silver, but what about like platinum? Stuff like that?
Yes, we deal in platinum, palladium, rhodium, another one of the precious metals from the platinum group. We definitely deal in all the precious metals that somebody would have. You know, there's some really, we'll call them odd ones, not necessarily odd, but like iridium, you know, a little more difficult.
Wait, there's a metal called iridium?
Iridium.
Iridium, do you know there's a metal named after you? Yeah, she knew that already.
Yeah,
iridium.
Yeah.
Okay, iridium. There you go. But no plutonium or uranium? You don't exchange that?
You know, the enriched uranium, which we kind of shy away from.
Check it out before you blow it up. Yeah.
Exactly.
630-969-9600 is how you reach Brian. He's at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. What's wrong, people? Y'all shy? 312-981-7200. Get on the text line. Get on the phone line. How much is that old stuff of yours worth? Maybe it's sports memorabilia. Rumor is the Cubs might have the All-Star game. I bet some folks have some 1990 or 1962 stuff that they want to ask maybe how much that's worth. Just trying to wet the whistle here a little bit. 312-981-7200. Ask and ye shall receive, Brian Hogevane. Lots of calls and texts coming in now.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Cheryl. Cheryl, what do you have for the cash man?
Hi, I've got a set of china, a Noritake china, that is stamped made in occupied Japan.
Interesting, Brian.
Very much. No, it's a very neat set. What's neat about when it said it's marked made in occupied Japan, it's a date indicator. We know that that set was manufactured between 1945 and 1955. So we know exactly when that set was. Now, pending on which pattern it is, et cetera, would determine whether or not we would be interested in purchasing it. You are more than welcome to send through our text a very clear picture of the front and the back, and I'll be happy to help you with that.
That's good, because it could save Cheryl the trip, right? If it's maybe one of the sets that, hey, this is not really
If it's not a particular set that we're looking for, then yes, it would save her a trip. But in this case, if it is, we would say, hey, bring it on in.
All right, Cheryl, I'm going to give the number a few times. I'll give it right here, 630-969-9600. Basically, you can role play this show on that phone number during business hours.
Yes.
Because you talk to Brian or your brother and or you send the picture in, just like they do here on
the show. Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Marshall, who has a question. Marshall, do you have like a general question about the value of gold and how it's done?
No, how it's done. And so it's a two-part question.
Yep.
What are the types of places that you would get the best gold value for your money? You know, is it one of these places that sells jewelry? And then the other part of it is it normal practice? Because I did take some jewelry there, some gold jewelry, to a place, and they took it in the back. And I was just kind of like, it doesn't seem...
Oh, they took it out of your sight.
I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. What do you think about those two questions?
The obvious answer, the best place to bring your gold is Americash Jewelry and Coin.
Absolutely.
There is no question about that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for somebody else. I can speak for us. We don't take it out of your sight. Everything's done right there in front of you. All our testing equipment is right up in the front of the shop. We check it out. We do our evaluation. We assess it. We make you an offer. You can accept cash or you can take a check. And you're done.
And you like to explain to people what's going on.
Sure, absolutely.
Because, I mean, you might be able to show someone why, look at this, this isn't quite 100, this is 95%, whatever it might be.
Right, it's a lower carat than what is actually marked, or I'm sorry, this is not gold, even though it's, says that it is, so it was erroneously marked. Or surprise, surprise, this is, exactly as it is stated, and you've got some money coming.
But just because someone takes it to the back doesn't mean it's nefarious, but you prefer to do it a different way.
Yeah, I can't speak for somebody else, but I will speak for us that we do it right in front of you.
Marshall, bring it to Brian the Cashman next time at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Let's go to Linda. Hello, Linda. What do you have?
I have a pewter tea set. Any interest in pewter?
Pewter. First of all, explain what pewter is, Brian.
Tin and zinc. Tin and zinc, yeah.
Okay.
So it is not part of the precious metals.
Okay.
There is very few pewter pieces that would potentially have some value. Now, it would be a very much, it's like an older type stuff.
So this is no longer a metal thing. This is it's a collectible.
Collectible thing. Most of the pewter stuff that is made recently, and when I say recently, we're talking in the past 100 years even, just not a big following for it, not a huge following for it. But when you get into the, certain antique pieces, Paul Revere's, made some stuff, I believe that was out of pewter. There's other different notable makers of that time.
Linda, did Paul Revere make your set?
No, I don't believe.
That'd be cool, though.
So it's 50 or 60 years old.
Believe it or not, that's actually considered a newer set.
Wow, yeah. Linda, you can always take a picture of it, send it to Brian the Cashman, follow up with him, 630-969-9600. 630 says, I got 47 pounds of wheat pennies from my grandfather. Are they worth anything? That's Eric in Naperville.
Triple your money.
triple your money. What do you mean?
Bare minimum. Bare minimum, you triple your money, and I want it. So bring it up. Seriously, please. I'm not even exaggerating.
So
we need
penny,
them. We need them right now.
A wheat cent.
A wheat cent, correct, John.
Not a penny. Is at least worth 3 cents, you're telling
me. Bare minimum.
And so 3 cents, 47 pounds, that could be a fair little amount of there.
Oh yeah. That's going to add up to a lot of money.
And he's in Naperville. Eric, you are not far from Westmont.
No, Eric, please, bring it in.
Give me a high five on the way on over. 16 West Ogden, Eric, head on over. Okay. Someone's got Confederate paper money, $100 bill, $50 bill, $10 bill. Good, not great condition. Any value?
Absolutely, yeah. Even the stuff that has damage to it does have some value. I mean, it sure is not going to be more than you know, throwing it away or getting rid of, you know, just handing it out. You know, that's stuff we are always interested in buying.
Okay.
Please bring it on in.
Okay, 847, what about Precious Moments figurines or Hummel figurines?
We do still look at some of the Precious Moments, unfortunately, not so much anymore. We still will look at the Hummels. Those are trademark dependent as far as their value is concerned. And both those types of items are highly condition sensitive. If there is damage at all, there would be no interest.
Okay, let's go to Dan. Dan, what do you have for the cash man?
I have some old Swatch watches along with Star Wars trading cards and Kiss trading cards.
Oh. Yeah, we would love to take a look at those. Obviously, when it comes to the trading cards, condition is utmost important, but we still would be more than happy to look at both the Star Wars and the Kiss cards. And as far as your Swatch watches are concerned, we do look at Swatch watches. Ideally, you still have all the original boxes, paperwork, etc., because that will only increase what we can pay you.
So it could be tens of dollars. It could be more if it's a special set of the cards.
Absolutely.
Or something along those lines.
If you happen to have the right Star Wars card, it could be in the thousands.
Yeah, there you go. Dan, where are you at?
St. Charles.
Oh, not too bad. Make a little trip on over to Westmont, 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Okay. 847, stamps. You could probably get this a lot.
We do look at stamps still. We will.
I watch you do it at the Cash Bash.
Yep. Again, they're very tricky. Wide range of values. You can have huge quantities worth literally just a few dollars, or you might have the right stamp that I'd be willing to pay $1,000 for. Best thing to do is bring that in.
Check it out before you throw it out. 847, John from Lake Zurich. I have a Salvador Dali print. Looking for some info on it. I don't even see the picture. I don't know what. I mean, a print isn't usually worth more as it's not the original, right? Or some prints, are they worth stuff?
Yeah, so
you might have a little signature there, too.
Yeah, a lithograph. You know, the big thing, of course, is, you know, we would have to personally inspect the piece because, unfortunately, the counterfeiters, which were headquartered in Chicago, made it much more difficult for my job. So it's one of those.
They were based out of Chicago?
Yes, they were.
The counterfeiters?
One of the biggest, largest operations of counterfeit. It was Dali, Picasso, and several others was actually based right out of here in Chicago. So those are items, even though someone sends a picture, we can look at it and say, okay, bring it in. The only way for us to determine anything is to actually look at it.
Check it out before you throw it out. 16 West Ogden in Westmont, 630-969-9600. Brian the Cashman, as always, this was fun. We'll do it again soon.
Absolutely. My pleasure.